to observe our Lord's Supper. This is one of the greatest sermons that you'll ever see, because you're seeing a sermon tonight, and that sermon is the shed blood and broken body of Jesus Christ, what he done for you, because he's alive. Even though he shed his blood, we know that Jesus Christ is alive forevermore. We serve a living Savior. But his blood will never lose its power. His blood will never lose its power. In John chapter 6, I'll read a few verses before we go into our Lord's Supper, but it's dealing with the blood. The blood will never lose its power. Y'all understand that. 2,000 years ago, Jesus shed his blood, but we know the blood will never lose its power. It'll go on through. It'll go on through to eternity, but I'm telling you, it's working today. It's working in you, and it's working in me. If you're saved today, if you're not saved, that shed blood's working upon you that you might be saved in forgiveness of your sin. But I hope you understand a little more about this blood and what it really means to us, because that blood will never lose its power. You just didn't use that blood one time whenever you were saved by faith. And you invited Jesus Christ in your heart, and that shed blood, you went under that shed blood of Jesus Christ, and you forgive him for your sin. But that's not all of the blood. It does not stop there. The blood keeps on cleansing. The blood that we have now, it's a precious blood of Jesus Christ, and it keeps on cleansing. In John chapter 6, verse 53 on through 63, Jesus is talking to his disciples and many of the followers at that time about his precious blood and what they were supposed to do with this. And I like to read now in John chapter 6, verse 53. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last days. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven, not as the fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. These things said he in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Many thereof of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? And it said also, when Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at this, he said unto them, doest this offend you? And what? And if you shall see the Son of Man ascending up where he was before. Here is the key verse. It is a spirit that quicketh. The flesh profits nothing. The word that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this opportunity that you said as many times as we do this, but take of the Lord's Supper until he comes again. And just remember, Lord, this brings our mind back to what, Lord, you said, that you was going to die on that cross. And not just for one person, but all the people of the world, if they just accept what you've done on Calvary's cross. Father, I pray, God, if that one person here this hour has never accepted that, the Lord, they'll understand of this shed blood, Lord, that you shed for that person to be saved. They might come under the flow of that blood. Father, we want to thank you, Lord, not only what you've done on Calvary's cross, but what you're doing in our life and our hearts this hour. Help us to understand what this blood really dearly means to us. Is your blood, your precious blood. Lord, you was willing to pour out your blood, that, Lord, through your blood that we may have life. And Father, this night, help us to understand that blood still has its power. In the name of Jesus, amen. That song that we sing so many times, there's power in the blood. There's power in the blood. There's power in the blood for every Christian to have victory in their life. I do say now, do you have victory in your life? Do you know any Christian that do not have victory in their life? If they do not have victory in their life, it's either one or two reasons. One reason would be they don't understand the power of the blood. Or they're not really used this power that we have in the blood to have the victory that Jesus intended for us to have. I have come that you might have life, that you might have life abundantly. And not all through the blood of Jesus Christ when he shed his blood on Calvary's cross. Well, as you look at this blood, to start with, it's a sacred blood. This blood was sacred blood because Jesus Christ was born of a virgin. You say, well, what difference does that make? A lot of people trying to say it don't make any difference now. Well, the Jesus Christ is born of a virgin. It makes all the difference to the Christian faith. Without Jesus Christ being born a virgin, they would have no Christian faith. It all falls at the door of Jesus Christ being born a virgin. It was sacred blood because his blood type, you know, did not come from his earthly father. His blood type come from his divine father, which is God. God was a divine blood giver to Jesus Christ because we know the blood does not come from the mother. In the mother's womb, there's no mother's blood that gives to that child in the mother's womb. It all comes from the father, the father's blood type. That's where it comes from. So we know that Jesus Christ, his blood came from the heavenly Father in heaven. It was sacred blood. Blood types determined always by the Father. The DNA, it was divine blood. It says in Acts chapter 20 and verse 28, take heed therefore unto yourself and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseer to feed the church of God which he have purchased with his own blood. Not only is it sacred blood, but it's saving blood. The reason it could be saving blood, because it's sacred blood. Without sacred blood, there would be no saving blood. This was saving blood because it was sacred. The wages of sin is death. The soul that sinneth it shall surely die. Jesus Christ became our substitute. Jesus Christ died in our place. The Bible says, in him that knew no sin, God had made him sin for us. It was saving blood. It made it possible that we could be saved. Anybody put their faith in Christ Jesus, that blood will cover them. But not only that, it was shared blood. And verse 53 again, then said Jesus unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. This was shared blood. Many at that time left Jesus Christ because this was a hard saying. Jesus Christ was talking to the Jewish people. Jesus Christ came to his own first. His own was the Jews. They knew the Old Testament. They had the Old Testament. They knew the doctrine of the Old Testament. They knew the teaching of the Old Testament and the Jews that he was talking to. Many of his followers at that time, when they heard this, many of them went away. And then he turned to his disciples and said, will you also go away also and leave me? Why did they leave him? Why was it so hard for them to understand, if you take my body, if you drink my blood? Because the generations after generations, so the books of Moses was given, the books of Leviticus was given, all the laws were given that you shall not eat anything or anything has blood in it, or you shall not eat blood. Read you several scriptures. Listen, this is what they taught. This is what they understood. And then Jesus said, if you eat my blood, here's what it says in Genesis chapter 9 and verse 4. But flesh with the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, shall ye not eat. Leviticus 3 and 17. It shall be a perpetual statute for your generations through all your dwellings that you eat neither fat nor blood. In chapter 7 and 26. Moreover, ye shall eat no manner of blood, whether it be of the fowl or the beast, any of your dwelling. Whosoever soul it be that eateth any manner of blood, even that soul shall be cut off from his people. 17 and 14. For it is the life of the flesh, the blood of it is for the life thereof. Therefore I said unto the children of Israel, the Jews, ye shall eat no manner of blood or flesh, for the life of all flesh is the blood thereof. Whosoever eateth it shall be cut off. How about the New Testament? In Acts chapter 15 and 28 and 29, if it seems good to the Holy Spirit and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary, talking to Jerusalem council, those Gentiles of that time. Then it says in verse 29, that you abstain from meat offering to idols and from blood and from things strangled and from fortification, from which ye have yourself, ye shall do well and fare well. Eat no blood, eat no blood, eat no blood. Jesus comes to his disciples at the height of his ministry, and this is what he says, again, as we read that verse of scriptures, as he's talking about that, you shall eat the blood, eat the flesh of me and drink my blood. They could not understand what Jesus Christ was talking about when he said, don't eat no blood, eat no blood. Many left him, hard saying. They didn't believe he was the Son of God. But Jesus said, I am. Now, this dynamic teaching on this verse of scriptures, because here in this place we call the church this hour, you see what represents the Lord's body. There are no saving ability in what you see before you right now. You can take of the Lord's Supper. I hope that each one of us do. The take of the Lord's Supper, we know what it represents, the blood and his broken body, but there are no salvation set before me on this table. This is what we call the Lord's Supper. But what he's talking about here, when he says, now take my body and take my blood, he explains this because the dynamic teaching clears it up. When he's talking about it, he said, he's talking about this I'm talking to you about spiritual terms. They was thinking about drinking his blood. They was thinking about his body. They could not understand this. They could not accept this. And many people today think if they take this right here, that's going to get them to heaven. This will not get you to heaven. This represents what Christ has done for us. And I'm talking to you tonight, I'm talking to you about the Lord's Supper. When we serve the Lord's Supper, we are dealing in spiritual matters. But you take of this or if you don't take of this, this will not get you to heaven. This will not get your sins forgiven. We're taking this because we remember spiritually what Jesus Christ has done for us and what the blood is doing for us this very, very hour if you're a saved person. Now, these three great thoughts, if you think about this blood of Jesus Christ and what this blood is doing for you this very hour if you're saved, the commodities that's in this blood that we have today, Jesus Christ, I'm going to tell you, must be in you. If you're saved, Jesus Christ must be in you. Now, I want to tell you about this blood and what it represents here, if I can, in just a few moments, and I know I don't have very much time. I want you to imagine now the night is a great pipeline. This great pipeline, it flows through all the world. It's so great, this pipeline goes to every house in this country. It goes to every shack. It goes to every building. It goes to every apartment. It goes to every hut there are in this country. And it goes to the rest of the countries in the world. It goes by every house and every country and they are in this whole world, this great pipeline that we have today. And this great pipeline now has boats in this pipeline. There's a bunch of boats flowing all in this pipeline. And these boats are coming by your house. And in these boats, it has every need that you have to live your life in these boats. All you have to do is just reach out and get any needs that you have today. These boats is talking about now every need. These blood vessels now, as you see now, look what it means. Now, the same way these blood vessels in our body, we have blood running through our body or we would not be here. These blood vessels run through your body. They do the same thing. They carry nutrition. They carry everything that this body needs. I've learned a lot about the blood since I had my operation. But the blood carries everything to my body that I need. This is a pipeline running through my body. And everything that the cells of my body needs, the blood carries it to every cell. The red cells and also the white cell. The life of the flesh is in the blood. Every cell in my body living at the mercy of the blood. Do you understand that? Every cell of my body is living by the mercy of the blood that's circulating in my body this hour. And the same thing that Jesus Christ is talking about us spiritually, every cell of the body of Jesus Christ right now lives by the mercy of the blood of Jesus Christ this hour. Everything that you need in your body, everything that you need in your life, this great pipeline of blood of Jesus Christ is circulating all out of this world today and giving you everything that you need. All you have to do is reach out and claim it, and that's there for you today. But not only as we see that cleansing blood, the commodity is everything that we need in this blood in our body, but also the blood of Jesus Christ gives us everything we need. But it's cleansing blood. I'll read again this verse of scripture as we have partaken of the Lord's Supper in 1 John 1:7 says, but if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Back to this pipeline, back to this body. Now you see this pipeline is circulating in your body, this great pipeline of circulation in the world today with these boats as you think about this blood. Now as you think about this, also now you find out there's some garbage in your home. Don't you know you have to take out the garbage? Well, these boats, they come by and you need some groceries. So you just reach out that boat and you get some groceries and you bring them into your home. But there's some garbage in your home. What you going to do with this garbage? Well, the same boat that brings the need to you, also that you can put your garbage in those boats and they carry it away from your home. Your blood cells in your body does the very same thing. You see, we take food in our body for our energy. And what happens, we burn that energy. As we burn that energy in our body, these blood cells circulates our body, and they bring everything to our cell that we need to operate. Everything that we need to live this life is in the blood. And as we eat and they burn the energy, it brings it to every cell that cell might be able to function. But also, as my cells begin to function, also it has some garbage in my body. And that garbage in my body, the cleansing of the blood, we know what happened. It takes away the garbage. You see, the antioxidants in our bodies and the toxins in our bodies has to be carried out. They're carried out by the blood system. The same way they bring everything that you need, also this blood system cleans our body. That's when someone has to go on the analysis. Their body's no longer being able to clean as it should be, so they have to have a machine to do it. It cleans the blood because all of this garbage is dumped into the blood, and that blood cells carry this garbage. When you need to go on a dialysis machine, it no longer works, so you've got to have some help. But that blood must be clean or you will die. It's got to be clean. It goes through our kidneys, and it goes through our liver, and it cleans this body, these blood cells. Well, sometimes these blood cells get stopped up with this garbage that we have. Now, the cleansing of this blood, I know we have some nurses here. I know a lot of people that they have these home care, health care, and to take your blood pressure. And those that really get you, those that you put around your arm and you start pumping them up. Now, they got the electric ones that I like that you punch, but they got those you put around and you pump them up. Did you know what? You can pump that thing up to 200 and 250. And I want to tell you what, if you leave it there for a little while, it will begin to hurt your arm. I'm going to tell you, there'll be some pain. If y'all anybody had that, try it. Try it. You know why that pain is there? Because you are cutting off the blood circulation to those cells in that arm. And then when you release that pain will leave you. Why? Because you allow that circulation to start circulating through your arm again, and that pain will leave you. Well, it's the same thing as we have garbage in our life. In our spiritual life, you remember this great blood of Jesus Christ circulating in our life. Now, we have garbage in our life, and garbage in our life must be took out. In our life, we know we have garbage that builds up, and that blood do not flow. Jesus Christ's blood do not flow. Sometimes, you know, we might have the garbage of fear. God says, have no fear. Some will have anger. Don't let the wrath go down with anger. Sometimes we have worry. Don't worry. Sometimes we have doubt. We have bitterness. We have hostility. We have greed, selfishness, unforgiveness, disobedience. And live on and on of things. And what that does to this blood system of Jesus Christ, it begins to stop the flow of blood through our bodies. It stops the flow of blood through our spiritual body. And if you leave it there and it stops it up, it will cause you the same way. And you leave it and you cut that arm off, you cut the blood, and you do not have the circulation as you should, what will happen? There will pain come. I'm going to tell you, you'll have some pain coming to you when you cut off the circulation, the flow of Jesus Christ by the things in our life. We don't allow that Jesus Christ to cleanse us like we're doing right now. You'll start having pain. Hear me? I'm telling you, you'll have pain when the blood of Jesus Christ is cut off by some of our sins in our life and it don't flow through our body as it should. And you don't confess those sins and the blood of Jesus Christ cannot clean because you will not allow it to clean. You unconfess sin, you stop the flow of Jesus Christ to cleanse us, and the suffering comes. The blood carries away bad things. It brings us good things. That's healthy, and also it's spiritually this day. But then as I hurry along, the conquest in this blood, and I won't get time to go into very much, that blood, there's conquest in our blood. There's war in blood. You know, the blood system is constantly fighting for you. It's constantly fighting for you. Every day, every hour, the blood is being invaded. Our bodies are being invaded by enemies. Now, you see, we have some enemies in our world. Oh, it's not great floods that comes, and, you know, it's not earthquakes, and it's not these great catastrophes that comes. Not even war. That's not our big enemy. It's the small things. It does more damage than the big things. It invades our bodies. It's called bacteria and also viruses. Cause more damage to life than any of these things that you could ever mention or all of them all together. Of all the wars of all the floods, all the earthquakes, these little small things you cannot see called bacteria and viruses, kills more people than all the other things that you could mention. World War I, 8.5 million people died in World War I. After that, the peace treaty was signed around the world, and a great plague hit Europe, and 1/3 of the people died. Over 25 million people died. Cause of one little small bacteria and a virus they could not see. The white cells, when it enters your body, goes to work as the red cells. The white cell, they try to destroy the invader. And then you see their war going on. And some of these cells, they have different work and they have different jobs. And some of these cells, they do their job and they die out. But some of these cells has a memory bank and stays several years in your body, and they have memory banks. And so that invading thing that comes to your body and they whip it one time, you see they write down their name, rank, and serial number of that same virus and that same disease. So when it comes back, they'll know the weak point of that virus and they'll be able to whip it. But sometimes there's a new disease. There's a new disease that comes that this body's not aware of. The new disease hits their body and there's no memory bank. And what happens? Before that body can build up immunity to that disease, you're dead. This happened by the millions, smallpox. The system did not have immunity to build up the smallpox, and millions of people died. Some of you old enough to have the smallpox vaccination. I don't even think they do that to kids anymore. They'd done that, and they found out by doing this, they could take some serum from either animal, either a person, that had the immunity, had already been through this disease. There was a cowpox they got some of it from. And they found out they can give someone a shot with a small amount of this, and that a body, these blood cells, would be able to understand what was going on in that body, and it would beat this small amount of bacteria. Then they'd have a memory bank, and they didn't have to worry about smallpox because the cells already had this memory bank to fight it. We know it several times, if you read your history, several thousand Indians died when settlers come over here. Over 30,000 out of one tribe died because of smallpox. They had nothing, no defense of smallpox. But science had discovered if you have a little shot, immune you, and what it does, that little small shot, it lets those cells in your body know the name, rank, and serial number of that disease. The same thing about the blood of Jesus Christ, who knew no sin, now made sin for us. Now, you see, all these things that Jesus Christ knew, we take a small amount of his blood, as we say. How do you get the spiritual blood? It's by Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ overcame. John says in 16 and 33, you know what it says? These things I have spoken to you, that you might have peace. In this world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. In Revelation he said, I have overcome by the word, by the Lamb, the blood was slain. As you see this, where do I get this transfusion from Jesus Christ? John 6 and 63 again. It is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profits nothing. The word that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. The blood is life. Keep the blood flowing. Unconfessed sin will stop it up. But I'm going to tell the power of Jesus Christ, the blood keeps flowing. At this time, if Miss Nancy would come, will we open up the doors to the church? If there's something that stopped up the blood of flowing of Jesus Christ in your life, you know how you get it out? By confessing your sin. Just confess. And Jesus Christ says, I'm faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you. That's all he asked for us to do. As the door of the church is open right now and she begins to play whatever song she picks out, you might bow your head at this time. It's just you and God. No one knows exactly your thoughts. Nobody knows your mind. If you want to slip out of your pew and come down to this altar, that's all right. If you want to do business with the Lord, whatever it is, before we take this Lord's Supper, it says, remember me as she plays whatever song she has picked out. Jesus searching each one of our hearts this hour. You know, as I preached this morning, that box of perfume, something you're holding back for yourself that you need to be given Jesus Christ. You know, it might be that relationship. You don't have that relationship with Jesus Christ. You should. You know, the blood is blocked. There's pain in your life. And there's things in your life it should not be. You don't have the joy that you once had because of the unconfessed sin, the lifestyle that you're living, and the sin you know is in your life. And you know, you're blocking that blood flow right now. You might ask Jesus Christ. He said, I got power. And that blood, let that blood flow and circulate through your body as it takes away the toxins of our body. And it carries that garbage of our body out, that the flow might flow, that we have no pain. Oh, what pain we often have because we don't go to the Lord and ask Him to forgive us. This time we'd like to ask the deacons to come forward. Luke chapter 22, verse 13. And when the hour was come, he sat down, and his apostles with him. And he said unto them, With desire I desire to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I shall not eat it until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And received a cup, and when he gave thanks, he said, Take this, and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I shall not drink from henceforth of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, This is my body, which was given for you. This do in remembrance of me. And the cup in like manner, after supper, saying, This cup is a new covenant in my blood, even that which is poured out for you. But behold, the hand of him that betrayeth me is with me on the table. For the Son of Man need goes, as it had been determined. But woe unto that man whom he has betrayed. We'd ask the deacons to come and prepare the table this time, please. Now we come to observe the Lord's Supper, given to celebrate the memory of his broken body and his shed blood. It is said that on that night before he was betrayed, at the conclusion of the feast of the Passover, which he and his disciples celebrated, he took bread, and when he blessed it, he broke it and gave it to the disciples, and he said, This is my body, which is given for you. We'd ask for deacons to come at this time. That's Brother Jim, if you will, listen to prayer.
Lord, we come to you humbly bound before you, Lord. Thank you for the Lord's Supper, Lord. Thank you for what you mean to each and every one of us who knows you as our personal Savior, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to continue to be with us and keep us alive. In Jesus' name, I pray. Thank you.
John chapter 6 and verse 58. This is the bread which came down out of heaven, not as his fathers ate and died. He that eateth this bread shall live forever.
My body given for you. This is the cup that holds the blood of a new covenant. This is forgiveness, simple and true. This is the way that I have made for you. Before you eat, before tell me what you see. He said, do this in remembrance of me. Do this in remembrance of me. Is the bread of life broken for you? This is the cup that holds the wine of a new covenant. This is the love of Christ poured out anew. This is the Son of God who died for you. Before you eat, before you dream, take a long look inside and tell me
I'll ask the deacons to come forward again this time. On that same night, the Lord took the cup and having blessed it, gave it to his disciples and said, this is my blood which was shed for you. Brother Johnny, you lead us in prayer, please. Hebrews 9 and 22. And according to the law, I may almost say, all things are cleansed with blood, and apart from the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. 1 John 1 and 7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. First Corinthians 11:26. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you will proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Brother Oral.
Just as I am.
Let you stand, please.